Blog Talk Radio.
Oh!
Hey, it is a live partay on Tribe Family Channel, and I am hosting the book drop partay of Dr. I like to say Dr., but she told me don't call her that, so I refrain, of Stacy McClam. Now, let me bring on this sister so she can tell you all about why we are celebrating, and that was Celebration by Kool and the Gang. Now, I'm Beverly Black, and I am the creator of Tribe Family Channel. We are brought to you by Gumbo for the Soul International. So you be sure to visit us online, gumbofortheSoulInternational.com, and follow our studio at blogtalkradio.com/gumbofortheSoul. But now back to this party live on Tribe. Where's my girl, Stacy? Are you in the building?
Hey, I'm in the building. Celebration.
Hey.
Thank you, Beverly, for having me on your show. I'm so excited.
Hey, girl, I'm so excited for you. Congratulations. I understand that something occurred yesterday that brings us to this party today. So tell our listeners, what did you do yesterday, July 19th, 2018?
Yesterday, I launched my first book. It's a best-selling book. I ranked number one, in three categories. The book is called School Dismissed, Walking Away from Teaching. So it's about my experience as a teacher. Yes.
Girl, go head on with them rankings in your book. Drop your launch yesterday, July 19th, 2018. Amazon Kindle ebook edition. Y'all better, if y'all didn't get it yesterday for free, I'm sorry. But you know what? Stacy thought about everybody, because guess what? You can still get it at $2.99 today. Now, you cannot even beat that. And guess what? First, let's ring in her baby with a happy birthday song, because it is all about giving birth. Let me tell you, when you drop a book, you have given birth. So we're going to say happy birthday to your baby, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, it's a party.
Hey.
That's right.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Happy birthday. Yeah. We want to dedicate this song to everyone who has a birthday today. And that means you, and you, and you, and you. Because having a birthday is a special occasion. And we hope you have a happy celebration and a many, many more to come.
If I take the phone off of mute, you'll be able to hear me. Girl, now tell us the name of your book one more time, Stacy, and I have a few questions.
School Dismissed, Walking Away from Teaching.
Yep. Ooh, did y'all hear that? School Dismissed, Walking Away from Teaching.
Mm-hmm, I'm done. It's dismissed.
She's
it's over.
Done, y'all. Hashtag School Dismissed. Hashtag School Dismissed the book. And follow her journey. Speaking of your journey, take us to the beginning of when you penned the first page. What were you feeling and why?
I was feeling that I had to get it out. I was thinking about what was going on at school. There was a lot of chaos, commotion, the entire school, and teachers take it on. The kids come to school with a lot of issues, and as teachers, we unconsciously take on those issues. And so I had to get it out. It was about spring break time, I remember, because the week before spring break was extra crazy at my school. So, yeah, one of the parent volunteers and I were going to start a podcast, but we ended up having technical issues, so we never published those episodes. And I was like, okay, well, the podcast, you know, needs to be put on hold. How can I get this out? And I had heard people talk about writing before as, you know, therapy, but I didn't really get it. And so when you're that low in the situation, like you don't know what to do, you just like, you need to start pouring out. Like I wasn't vomiting, but I think of it like vomit where you have to get it out your body. Like it has to come out. It has to come out. So yeah, I just started typing on the computer. What was
wow.
going on?
Wow, exactly, yeah. Exactly. And, you know, you raised a point. You said teachers take it on, and it became therapeutic for you to get out what you had taken on. And I saw when I read some of your beautiful work that you're basically, you know, I'm simply trying to help people is basically what you were saying, you know, be it all disclaimers offered, here you are trying to shed light and show the outside world because we're outside the frame and we're looking at the picture. You're inside the frame and you know exactly what that picture is and what we may see, but what really lies within the framework. And so I would ascertain that you were transparent about what you had gone through. And was it therapeutic?
Yes. Yes, very. I had no idea. And I'm going to keep writing, too, until I get it all out. I had no idea.
Wow. Wow. Well, listen, it's still a party, so we're going to break to another song. And this song goes along the lines of, you know, getting it out. You have to go through some things and get it out. And you may go through what this sister is talking about. And if it doesn't apply to you, eat the meat, throw away the bones, but definitely join in on the party. 347-539-5285. On Tribe Family Channel Live, Stacey Metclam, Book Drop Party. And this is Letticy, Pieces of Me. The song that we played before on the other break was Happy Birthday by The Shy Lights. So here we go with Letticy as we continue this part A.
Yay!
When it looks Yes, I'm a woman, a woman. These are the pieces of me, yeah.
Oh, yeah, live on Tri-Family Channel. This is Stacey McClam's Book Drop Party, hey. And I hope y'all had a chance to go to Amazon and get that Kindle of her book. It's only $2.99. Don't tell me you can't get that. That's a hookup and a half. Now tell them, drop the title of your book again, Stacey.
School Dismissed, Walking Away from Teaching.
Now, y'all got to let that sink in. We're going to be saying that all throughout the show. Hashtag School Dismissed. Hashtag School Dismissed the book. That's how that's going to go. She's going to drop the title. I'm going to drop the hashtags. And y'all going to go drop that PayPal and get that book on Amazon, $2.99. So, and we're going to keep this party going. Now, in and out of the party, we're going to have the conversation. So let us weave this in and out while we enjoy the next 41 plus more minutes left to this party. We were talking about the therapeutic side of your writing journey. So you were saying you had to get it out. You were getting out pieces and pieces and pieces of yourself, and you come to this part where you have a complete book, a manuscript. What happened along the journey to make you decide, once you're getting it out, to actually turn it into a book? Because if you weren't journaling and you just knew that this is going to be a book, that's one thing. But if you were journaling and it became a book, that's another thing. So let's set the record straight for our listeners.
So actually in April, so I listened to a podcast called The Extraordinary Negroes. And they had wanted submissions to their blog for Mental Health Awareness Month. And so I thought, oh, you know, I think I have mental health issues working with the kids as a teacher, because they give me their issues. And I thought, oh, I could talk about me, myself as a teacher, and, you know, what I'm experiencing in the classroom with kids. So I wrote a blog post from on there. That was the first writing experience in April. And then from that led me to write a book. I have a friend who wrote a book, and so she, you know, was encouraging me. So I thought, oh, I could use that blog article that I wrote as the beginning to this book.
Okay. And you mentioned that, but why I wanted deeper clarity is because I want people to understand that we're not all cut out to be an author and a best-selling number one author on Amazon.com. We may not all follow Stacey's footsteps, but do get your writing on, because you can be experiencing something that you need to really get out to become whole again. And so this is not just a book drop party. This is also enlightenment, because her book conveys a message, and it's a deep message. And why I'm so fascinated about your book, Stacey, is because I like to address issues that people don't normally address. And you don't normally see a teacher expound about the stresses that you take on. You can see it in their faces. You can just probably imagine it as you witness the lack of support or the support. It could go either way. You can see it in their faces when there's a system that's working and balanced and it's supportive, or the lack of. And we're going to talk about that in the next segment, but we're still partying. Don't get it twisted, because this is live on Tribe Family Channel, and this is a book drop party. And so what Stacey is going to do is walk us through from her legacy to her Mary J. Blige, just fine, right here live on Tribe. Yeah, I said it.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, makes me want to move.
Stacey.
It makes me want to have
fun.
But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here. It makes me want to.
Let it go. Can't let
this thing called love get away from you. Feel free right now, go do what you wanna do. Can't let nobody take it away from you, from me, from we. No time for moping around, are you kidding? And no time for negative vibes, cause I'm winning. It's been a long week, I put in my heart in. Gonna live my life, feel so good to get it right. So I like what I see when I'm looking at me, when I'm walking past the mirror. If you feel it, got my head on straight, I got my vibe right, I ain't gonna let you kill it.
Walking away from teaching.
Hashtag school dismissed. Hashtag school dismissed the book. And I need for y'all to get on Amazon and download that little baby. It's $2.99. And you need to know what Stacy has conveyed, because not everybody walks away. There's a reason behind that. Tell us about your healing, because, you know, just fine conveys, you know, that you got it out, okay? And you did walk away, and you walked in strength, okay? And so that's what I get out of that song and that message and that element mm-hmm. that you bring forth. So tell us about the actual walking away. How did that feel? Because I know it had to be liberating and a little crushing at the same time, because we go through emotions, like I said, or like the song said at the beginning of the show, you know, let it be said, I'm a woman. You know, I'm a woman now. I have emotions. You know what I'm saying? So tell us about that, because some of us don't know about walking away. I do. Bye.
I do too. Yeah, it's a lot of, it does feel liberating, but then at the same time, I mean, you have real life realities. Like, I'm leaving a job. What am I going to do? And I've left teaching before and had to go back. So this is, you know, that wasn't new for me. It's my second time, but first time when I left, I felt guilty after it. This time I do not feel guilty. And I knew it was the right thing in the right time. So I still have more healing to do, but it's more of me trying to understand what happened. So, yeah, writing about it and giving teachers a voice, because I know what they're going through, and we oftentimes, like you said, are not heard. Even some administrators in the same building don't even understand what's going on, and they kind of think that it's our classroom management skills, that we're just not good teachers or we're not this and that, but they don't understand that we are hurting. Trauma is a form of depression, and usually they classified, it's called vicarious trauma or compassion fatigue, and it usually deals with nurses or social workers, other caregiving professions, but people don't talk about it with teachers. And we go into this profession because we want to help kids, but then when we get in the classroom, you know, we're taking on a lot and we can't even teach most of the time because we're dealing with issues that we're not trained to deal with. I'm not trained in mental health. I'm not trained to know who's bipolar, who has schizophrenia, you know, who has trust issues, who has daddy issues, and how to deal with kids that have a closed heart. So my healing was that I can't blame myself. I shouldn't feel guilty, that it's not my fault, and I'm doing the best I can, basically. But I was feeling powerless because I couldn't help them because I didn't know how, and I wasn't receiving help from the school. And it wasn't just me. I've been at different schools, and I see the same thing all over the country. So the healing comes in, I guess, you realizing that you feel powerless, so acknowledging that you feel that you were powerless, and know that you're not, it wasn't your fault. Like, you're doing the best you can.
Wow. Conveying such a profound perspective live here on Tribe Family Channel. Stacy McClam, this is her book drop party, School Dismissed. Walking away from teaching. Hashtag school dismissed the book. It's available, folks. It's on Amazon. Get that ebook. It's only $2.99, but you can already see it's beyond the value within what she just evoked. There is just so much that I can, give you as far as the accolades that are going to accompany everyone as they read this book. They're going to be getting back to you and just really giving that feedback of how it opened their eyes. And we're going to talk about that. Let's go through a little song play. We're going to do three songs in a row. And this is part of a healing process that I would like to put on the airwaves for anyone that may be listening, that's struggling with anything that you heard Stacy mention. And you can hear her testimony here at her book drop party, where she's saying she was at a place where she had to decide. And she told me this on another show, so I'm not going to divulge it, but she had to make a decision, and I'm going to have her allow our listeners to know that decision later, what it all boiled down to. But when you think about being faced with something like that, and if you believe power greater than yourself, and you step out on faith, doors will begin to open. somebody might suggest that you submit to a blog or a book. Another friend might say, hey, I read this and I saw this and this is amazing. I remember when I used to work for the largest cable provider in the nation and I was on my break and someone left their book, their typewritten manuscript in the break room and I picked it up and I started reading and then out of respect for their privacy, I stopped reading. But then I looked for them and when I found them, I was like, man, I am a publisher, but I can connect you to someone else. And when I connected him to someone else, that job, and he moved, doors were open, but you have to believe. So you have to step out on faith. Now, do you have a faith testimony before we go into the next three songs? It's going to be a little play of Thanksgiving. It's a little mini Thanksgiving. We don't have to wait until November to be thankful.
Right. Yes, I mean, just that I'm financially able to leave when I did. That's a testimony in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Provision, things that I had to do. I did prepare, though, before I left.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that I'm very grateful and feel blessed to be financially stable.
Well, you know what? Praise God
yeah.
for that. And you said something about the children. You said you don't know whose heart isn't open.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to start off with Yolanda Adams, I Open My Heart, right here live on Tribe, y'all.
Alone in a room, it's just me. I feel so lost, 'cause I don't know what to do. Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid of disappointing you. So I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today, when my life is so cloudy. Guide me until I'm sure I open my heart.
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it.
You got me.
Never would have made it.
I want you to tell our listeners how it was to be brought through, because I know they didn't expect a party that would have a testimony too, but you tuned in live on Tribe Family Channel, and we just had church, y'all. Stacy, where we left off before our 3-song break is I was explaining to the audience that you had a decision to make. It was a life-changing decision that you divulged to me on another show, but it was impacting. It was a simple statement, but so impacting. If you can remember, I would like for you to repeat it, but it was a life-changing decision, and it began as, it was either, do you remember what you told me?
No.
Okay. Do you mind if I repeat it?
Yeah, go ahead,
please.
They
can always go back and listen. You said it was either me or them or something to that effect when you walked away.
Right.
Explain.
Yeah.
Tell us in your words, because I feel like, you know, the songs that we just heard, you would have been faced with some challenges, and people that are listening that may not know the message that you're conveying in this book came with its challenges. Yes, you planned financially, but they don't understand that you walked away from teaching twice. Now, if you first started teaching, you had to love these children, and they don't understand what you took on emotionally, and we're going to get into that too. But you conveyed that it boiled down to that decision that you had to make, and that was you or them.
Mm-hmm. And that's a tough one because, like you said, we go into teaching so because we care about kids, we want to help kids, and so it's implied kind of in teaching that you really sacrificing yourself for the kids. But in doing that, you can't sacrifice yourself ever, and you can't put anybody before yourself. So you putting the kids before you, that's not healthy for you. I have to take care of myself first. And so I realized that actually I have a greater calling outside of the classroom in education. I can't do what I need to do or what I've been called to do in the classroom. And yeah, it's deep. You are taught that you have to, you know, it's all about the kids. Even when we talk about childhood trauma, everything's about childhood trauma. Yes, childhood trauma is important, and we need to talk about it. Teachers need to have professional developments about it, but you have to talk about us too. Like, what are we going through? And nobody's talking about that. So part of the healing is to take care of myself, basically. Because I can't keep giving, you know, from an empty cup. And you mentioned before how I told you that many kids have a closed heart. Like, it's literally closed. And I'm not lying when I say this. Some of these six-year-olds, their heart is closed. They have trust issues. They do not trust their parents. Maybe something happened in the past. Maybe mom went to prison. Maybe this, maybe that. And they blame themselves. They feel abandoned. but that wasn't the intention, but that's what they think. So when they come to my class and I'm an adult, the teacher, you know, the authority figure in the classroom, they feel some kind of way that I'm, I guess, going to hurt them, like they've been hurt before by other adults, and it's not like that. So I'm spending the whole school year trying to open up their heart. Like, literally, I'm not even teach, like, certain kids, my mission is to crack open their heart. My mission is to get mm-hmm. a smile. My mission mm-hmm. is to get a little laugh here and there, because they come in, many of them with the shoulders up to their ears, like they are just angry, mad at the world. So, you know, my lesson, again, each kid is different, and I'm trying to figure out all the kids and all their issues. And so learning is not a priority with some kids. Maybe two, mm-hmm. three teachers in 2 or 3 years, those teachers can, their heart, the kid's heart will be open enough to, you know, let some information in to learn. But that's why I'm saying we teachers need help with this. We need counselors, mental health professionals, because these kids need help.
And I definitely can feel your compassion, why you're doing what you're doing for the babies. What I would like to do is introduce you to a gentleman that has been on. You'll meet him as you continue your radio tour on Tribe. He is a superintendent over about 9 school districts, or 9 schools.
Okay.
It's one or the other, but I mean, he is credentialed up the wazoo. He is out of Texas, and he and you could possibly discuss the framework of what you're seeking to help do, because at some particular point, your mission and your message needs to make it to the school so that it can help the teachers, it can help the parents, and it can, more importantly, help the children, and it could help possibly integrate mental health awareness and maintenance and care in the school curriculum without being evasive and without inferring that all children have an issue, so that parents don't take issue to the disclaimer when they see it in the packet, perhaps, that goes home with the child that says, we now have a voluntary mental health,
mm-hmm.
module infused
right.
in our system, and it's optional because, you know, most educational institutions will say, you know, if there's an issue, there's something in the packet that says, would you like, you know, this or that type of counseling and this and that and the other. And that's not a box that someone's going to automatically check. Yes, check box, you know, invite you to my home to start
right.
probing my problems. Okay,
right,
that's
right.
not this. I don't need you to come in my house and start telling me how to live my life. But if there's a module, some types of resources and tools that bring community awareness at large through
mm-hmm.
the school systems on an optional basis, it's there. It's not, oh, you didn't check the box, so we didn't send you the pamphlet type mess. No, it's here. You can go. There's a professional there between 3 and 4 on the campus, and I can see you being the catalyst to starting something like that. We cannot identify mental health, okay?
Right.
We cannot
right.
identify it just by looking at the faces of the teachers or the students. And there are problems, and we cannot get
mm-hmm.
it twisted. So I can't even speak enough. I commend you for the message and for your being the catalyst to something as profound as this. So, hey, it is a party. live on Tribe Family Channel. This is Stacy McClam's book, Drop Party, y'all. School Dismissed, Walking Away from Teaching. Hashtag school, school dismissed. Hashtag school dismissed the book. Let me wet my whistle. So, Stacy, to what I said, comment for me.
Comment.
Yes, about possibly... Go ahead.
Yeah, I love what you said. That it was beautiful. If we could have an actual community awareness about these types of issues, that would be a perfect school, because you know, it's not just it is a village, and the kid does not exist by him or herself. You have parents, you have a community, and everybody needs to be involved. And there shouldn't be stigma about mental health anyway. I know it is for some parents, but I mean, it's get help, or, you know, we're going to have some issues. So it's more, I guess it's to heal. Like, it's not that necessarily we're trying to attack, or, you know, some parents may think you're trying to probe into their business, but if you think of it as teachers being on your side, like wanting the best for you and your kids, that's why we're there. We're not, you know, if we ask you questions, it's not necessarily to attack you. It's to get information, because it actually helps us. For example, I found out, months later, that one of my students at a school was living in a shelter, and the previous year with the kindergarten teacher, the parent did not tell that teacher. So the whole year, the previous year, the teacher had no idea. I found out because the parent said she trusted me and told me finally. But then I'm like, oh, that's why he's acting like that. I wish I had known that sooner. Like, tell me. It helps me, because then I can, you know, maybe understand the kids' issues a little bit more and know how to handle certain issues. So that's why I'm saying we need to talk about what's going on with kids. So if the superintendent has programs like that, I think more across the nation definitely need those type of programs.
Well, and in order to be an entity that a parent would open up about something like that, because I've been in that situation and I didn't tell any of, in fact, I was creating my first book, Gumbo for the Soul, The Recipe for Literacy in the Black Community, and I left my marriage and I went to my daughter's house to live, and that clashed. And I called a shelter, and I had two children in tow with a small car and no job and my belongings in storage, but my children in school. And in my job search, I found temporary work, but I had to, even in that circumstance and environment, I had to have the strength in me to rise up from that, from those actions. Mm-hmm. If my decision is going to be to walk away from the verbal abuse, which leads to psychological abuse, because if you're lying, then your mind effing, I'm going to keep it real, and for that reason, I'm supposed to believe what you're saying to me. So, no, I had to rise from that, and I had to walk strong, and I went to a shelter when it didn't work out with my daughter, and I didn't tell a soul, but I had to create the dynamics for me to succeed and to rise. We're going to close out with Maya Angelou and Still I Rise, and I dedicate that to everyone, because when I took my children to school and I made it to that job, I even found daycare that I could take my children to through 4C's program that would pay for daycare. And so I had the ability to drop the children off early at daycare near the school. Daycare would take the children then to school. So now I'm off to work, temporary job or not. I'm trying to get on my feet. Now, I mentioned my book, After School, After Work. So daycare picks up the children from school. I pick up the children after work, and we're off back to the shelter. But, you know, with any shelter, you can only check in at a certain time. And if your funds are low and you don't have money for dinner, and if you're not working, if you haven't got paid yet, and if there's nobody to bless you with a meal that's not shelter food, you hoping and praying that it's real food that you, you know, would dare eat. And generally it was, but it's not your home cooking, but generally there's volunteers that come in and they throw down and there's a theme. They're not just flopping you. It depends on where you are. I was in Silicon Valley, San Jose, the crust of the industry that runs technology. So there is a difference. But I wound up later being the first person to graduate up out of that shelter, and they paid my first and my last, and I got an apartment. Now, I'm in this shelter where they had, I had to get permission to leave early. They had to make sure, you know, you're not, and they drug test you. Don't get it twisted. It's a family shelter, women and children, or a family, man, woman, and child, or a man and his children. There was a man there with just his children. They will assign you a chore, you know, and I just had a little tin can of a car. I remember my cousin gave me like $400 or $500 to go get this car, and someone had a little Toyota sitting under the tree, and it was on Craigslist. I found that car in the dark. Okay, I bought the car in the dark. Start her up. Okay, does the heater work? Great. No radio. I don't care. Hatchback rattling like I'm driving with tin cans, and I'm not whatever. Okay, I called the car Booger. I don't know where Booger is buried today, but let me tell you something. You will soon put all of this in your past, and you will rise. And here I am live on Tribe Family Channel, baby. And about that book, my kids and I, we rolled in Booger to the library. They had their homework, and I had mine. And I published that book. Later, ex-husband felt that I needed a manager. Tavis Smiley endorsed the back of my first book. No, ex-husband, I don't need a manager. I had a manager. It didn't work. I left. You're nuts. So we're going to go out with my Angela and still our rise. But still our rise. I pray that you have enjoyed your book drop party and you get the last words here. Tell everybody where they can find you, where they can find your book, and what do you hope for?
You can find me on all social media platforms at Stacey McClam, StacieMcClam, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can find my book on Amazon. I wish everyone life and living your best life, getting out of a situation that is not good for you. Thank you for having me.
And I want to say it has been such an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure. And I pray that you have had a most blessed time. Like I said, we're going to go out with Maya Angelou and Still I Rise. But now, before our listeners click off, y'all better go out and get that book. Y'all heard my computer make that notification, okay? Make Stacey's computer pop like that. Go get that book, $2.99, Amazon, ebook, Kindle. And guess what? That paperback dropping, baby. So if you like me, you'll get both of them. So don't let her down, okay? She want to be a millionaire like Travie and Still I Rise live on Tribe. Thank you, Stacey. It's been a blessing.
Thank you. Yes, indeed.
God bless.
God bless.
Everyone in the world has gone to bed one night or another with fear or pain or loss or disappointment. And yet each of us has awakened, arisen, somehow made our ablution, seen other human beings, and said, morning, how are you? Fine, thanks, and you? It's amazing. Wherever that abides in the human being, there is the nobleness of the human spirit. Despite it all, black and white, Asian, Spanish, Native American, pretty, plain, thin, fat, vowed or celibate, we rise. You may write me down in history, with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Just because I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like suns and like moons, with the certainty of tides, just like hope springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries? Does my sassiness upset you? Don't take it so hard just because I laugh. As if I have gold mines digging in my own backyard. You can shoot me with your words. You can cut me with your lies. You can kill me with your hatefulness. But just like life, I'll rise. Does my sexiness offend you? Oh. Does it come as a surprise that I dance? As if I have diamonds at the meeting of my thighs. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain, I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, naturally.
I wanna be a billionaire so freaking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear. The world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of Everyday Christmas. Give Trappy a wish list. I'd probably pull an Angelina and Brad Pitt and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had. Give away a few Mercedes like, here, lady, have this. And last but not least, grant somebody their last wish. It's been a couple months that I've been single, so you can call me Travis Claus, minus a ho-ho. Get it? I'll probably visit with Katrina here. And sure do a lot more than FEMA did. Yeah, can't forget about me, stupid. Everywhere I go, I might have my own theme music.
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
president, dunking on his delegates, then I compliment him on his political etiquette. Toss a couple million in the air just for the heck of it, but keep the 520 tins and bins completely separate. Yeah, I'd be in a whole new tax bracket. We in recession, but let me take a crack at it. I'll probably take whatever's left and just split it up, so everybody that I love can have a couple bucks. And not a single tummy around me would know what hungry was, eating good, sleeping soundly. I know we all have a similar dream. Go in your pocket, pull out your wallet, put it in the air and sing.
I wanna be a billionaire so freaking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen.
What up, Oprah?
I see my name in shine. wanna be a billionaire so freaking bad.
Tri-Family Channel.